Write a letter of forgiveness to your younger self. I was new on this path, grappling with the weight of my past, the realization of where I had ended up, the choices I had made, and the harm I had done to myself. It felt almost too much to bear. Then someone suggested something I'll never forget. Write a letter of forgiveness to your younger self. Facing the hurt. That suggestion stopped me in my tracks. The thought of facing the harm I had done to that innocent, hopeful little girl inside of me made my heart sink. I could see her, vulnerable, full of dreams, and I had failed her, time and time again, time and time again. I had ignored her needs, tried to extinguish her light. But I wasn't at a point to resist anything that might help me heal, so I picked up a pen. I didn't plan or overthink. I just started writing. I pictured her face and humbly asked her forgiveness. I poured out all the ways I had let her down, all the times I had ignored her worth. The tears came, but the apology flowed. I was told to leave nothing out. Whatever I held back might keep me sick. So I wrote it all, and then I read it aloud. Hearing it, facing it, was hard. But that letter didn't just end in apology. It ended in a promise, a vow to love her better, to make choices that nurtured her and honored her existence. That letter became my compass. Keeping the promise. When the days were hard, when the negative self-talk got loud, it was easy to throw myself under the bus. But it was harder to throw that little girl under there with me after making her a promise. Seeing her face in my mind pushed me to keep going. As I healed, I pictured her smiling, cheering me on. Every milestone became a love letter back to her. Later, I wrote another letter to the version of me who didn't know better, who lacked the tools or courage to navigate life in a healthy way. I apologized to her too. And in that apology, I made a commitment to learn, to grow, to make amends by living in the light. A path to freedom. These letters were powerful steps in my journey of forgiveness. They opened the door to forgiving not just myself, but others too. But it all started with me. We've all let our younger selves down. We've all made choices we regret or harbored resentment for things we didn't know or couldn't handle at the time. Writing these letters, making those promises, they can set us free. So go get your pen, Slayer. You may have a letter to write today. Slay of the day, reflect and rise. Do you harbor resentment toward yourself for your past? What do you resent? Do you believe you knew better or should have done better? How? Do you look back and feel like you failed your younger self? In what ways? What can you do today to make amends for that? How can you find forgiveness for yourself? How can you protect and honor your younger self today? Forgive yourself for what you didn't know. Aim to do better today. And when the days get hard, fiercely protect that younger version of yourself. You deserve it. Call to action. Join the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. What would you say in a letter to your younger self today? Share your story in the comments. Let's support each other's healing journey. And if you know someone who's been hard on themselves, send this to them. Sometimes all it takes is knowing we're not alone. I'm Carrie Gunzel, reading a blog from stateofslay.com. Slay on.